So we've been doing this series leading up to Exponential, the conference, and the name of the conference, Exponential on the Verge, really highlighting apostolic movements, missional communities, and you know, leading up to it, we've been asking what are the seven really questions, what are the burning questions that people are asking? And I know you've gotten a lot of these questions. You know, one of the questions we've been getting is, what does a missional community do?
That's a really good question. In some ways, yeah, it's really not rocket science. So sometimes people are trying to make it look more, you know, I guess intense than it is. All it really means is you've got some friends and you live fairly close to them so that there can be some spontaneous life together. But yeah, even in our environment, we try to coach three aspects of kingdom life. One is just communion, the ability to connect with God together. And those, I'd say that's probably normal for most Christians. It's time in scripture together, praying, all that, you know, Christian type of stuff. Second thing that we try to have those people integrate is just what we call mission or blessing, which is just helping people with no strings attached. And you think that, you know, that goes on everywhere. It just doesn't. But it's not hard. You know, it's just coach each other as a community every time you're together to say, do any of our friends have any needs? And if somebody says, yeah, and you actually go and you spontaneously meet the need. And then that third phase is what we call inclusive community, where you're just creating a place of belonging for people. And the simplest way we coach that is just make sure you throw a party, you know. And for those that are just getting started with us, we'll give them a very basic grid that within a month with those same people, we want you to throw a party once a month. We want you to go help some people once a month together. And we want you to spend some time together in scripture a couple times a month. So it's really not rocket science, but we find that if you don't coach it in those maybe different circles, if you will, people just end up going, yeah, it's been another 6 months and all we've done is Bible studies. So
if it's not rocket science, do you think it's more rocket surgery?
Here's what we do know. Is that even though we like the concepts, everything of the kingdom or everything of the spirit actually goes against everything of our flesh. And so this is why we, you know, when pastors just go, look, I just can't get people to really do this. It's really not an issue of training. It's an issue of prayer and really, you know, letting our people know that the way of Jesus really is that different because it costs us our time. Oftentimes it's going to cost our money. It's going to cost our ability to control our own, you know, relationships, you know, because God's going to bring people in our lives that maybe make us feel uncomfortable. And Galatians even says that the things of the spirit are always fighting against the things of the flesh. And, you know, we Americans, we have a lot of fleshly things like individualism, consumerism, materialism, you name it. So to really do missional incarnational community, somebody actually has to be changed at the heart level. And that's why we make them go do it. We find that when we push people out, sometimes they're even angry. They don't want to do it. But when we actually force them to go out and be with people, those people out there actually captivate their hearts. And then a spiritual formation process begins. And then they find that, yeah, they go, I've never been so full spiritually. So it's not easy. I think it's brutal in a lot of ways. But when you've been there, you never want to go back.
Yeah, it's good, bro.